Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
No, God is not in control. I mean, this should be obvious to any thinking person. That God is not controlling everything that's happening in every government and kingdom around the world.
Right.
Why is that not obvious to us? And yet people will say, well, no. Now, God is sovereign and He's in control of everything, and everything happens for a reason. And what's the reason? People are implying, well, it's God has a reason. It's somehow His will. No. The reason could be that they're rebelling against God and it's got nothing to do with God.
Right.
I don't doubt there's a reason it's happening, but that didn't mean it's got anything to do with God.
Right.
We talked about this in detail in that series about You Choose. And that's how the Lord leads us. One thing's built on another.
Yes.
This now is built on that. We're going on. And if you're thinking, well, I hadn't heard that, no, if I'm ready to go on, well, go get it.
Yeah.
And catch up with us and see if you are. But don't just say, well, I don't know if I agree with that preacher. Forget about me. Put your nose in this book.
Right.
Go through these verses we're talking about. See, yeah, well, I've just always believed. Well, that don't mean a thing. I've got a right to my opinion. No, you don't. If Jesus is your Lord, you got a right to believe what He tells you to believe.
Amen.
Not just make up stuff as you go along. I don't care if it was great-grandma that made it up. It's still made up. Or if your denomination made it up 200 years ago. It's still made up by men. And did you hear me a while ago? Listen, I believe the Lord's speaking this to us. The number one enemy of the Word of God is the traditions of men. Because it is absolutely replacing the Bible in churches and Christians' lives all over the world. And it's so subtle because it sounds good. It sounds right. People are preaching it. Folks have preached it for hundreds of years. And oh, they'll get mad at you and want to fight you if you mess with their sacred cow. If you mess with their tradition. But it either is Bible or it's not. Truth is, the devil is the god of this world. I know folks don't like hearing that. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Not just that, but Jesus called him the prince of this world about three different times. We see it in the epistles, the same ideas there. And like I said, it wouldn't be hard, would it, to look around and see what's going on. What does the devil do when he comes? He steals. He kills. He destroys. Right? Is there any stealing, killing, and destroying going on in the world? Is that God being in control? No, it's not. How can you tell when God's in control? Or another way of saying it, better way of saying it, when God is reigning over it. When it's a part of the kingdom of God. Hold your place here. Go to Romans 14. Oh, wow. Is my time gone? Yes, it is. It's gone. Hoo-wee. And we were having so much fun. Well, did you find Romans 14?
Yes.
Let me finish up Luke 4 because we won't be coming back there. What did he say? He said, the devil said, put it up on the screen for us, 4:6, Luke 4:6. The devil said to him, all this authority. That word power is the word for authority. All what authority? Over all these kingdoms where these kings reign and rule. I will give it to you, the devil said. Was this a genuine temptation?
Yes.
Why? Because who is he talking to? who's also known as the King of Kings. Right? What's in Jesus' future? All the kingdoms of this world. Right? Becoming His. We don't see that right now, but it's going to come. It's going to happen. And the devil is offering them a shortcut. Don't have to go to the cross. Don't have to do all that. Don't have to wait centuries or millennia. You can have it right now. That's your flesh's favorite phrase. Isn't it? Isn't that your flesh's favorite phrase? You can have it right now. All you got to do, he said, it's mine. It was given to me, and I can give it to whoever I want to. I don't like to hear the devil say that, but it's true whether I like to hear it or not. Right? And it explains a lot of things when you see the way the world is. And verse 7, what did he say? If you will worship me. What a thought. The master worshiping the devil? But he must have thought there was a chance. Huh? Why even say it or do it? He must have thought. Now we laugh, but the first Adam and Eve, he got to do it. He got them to do it. He got them to yield to him. If you will worship me, all shall be mine. Was this a temptation to Jesus? See people looking at me going, What are we reading about? Caption of your Bible up there says, the temptation. Jesus' temptation. Jesus went out of the wilderness where he was what? He's what? Is this a temptation to Jesus? It is. It is. It pulled on him. Because this is his call. This is who he is. This is what he is. King of kings. Isn't he? Yeah. To rule over all kingdoms. But he knows this is not right. How many know it's not just people say, well, the ends justify the means. No, it does not. Just having it done is not the most important thing. How you do it is at least as important with God. If you will worship me, all shall be thine. What did Jesus say? Get behind me, Satan. You know, Abraham said that to the king of Sodom when he offered him all the stuff. He said, I'm not going to take a shoelace from you. Nobody's going to be able to say, they made me rich. Why? He wants God to get that glory.
Amen.
Right? It's not just what you got, it's how you got it. How you got it, so important. He said, it's written, you'll worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve. And so he did not yield to that. But how many would say he is yet going to be the King of all kings and Lord of all lords, and every knee is going to bow and every tongue's going to... We don't see it yet, but it's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
But you and I can be involved in the advancement of the kingdom right now.
Yes.
The first thing that we're to do is to let Him rule over us. Anybody agree with that? That's the number one. Let Him, because He's not ruling over you unless you let Him in.
Amen.
Didn't He say, behold, I stand at the door and... Does that mean He's going to just push His way in there, kick the door down, and make you serve Him? He's not. If you don't yield to Him and receive Him, He's not reigning in your life.
Amen.
So number one, let Him be Lord. Let Him rule over you. Let Him reign over you. You, your life, your family, be part of the reign of God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
And then go on a mission to get everybody else in the dominion of God. Everybody else under His rule, under His reign.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And let that be our main thing. Our main thing, our main thought, our main purpose. We don't just seek the houses and the clothes and the money and the stuff and the retirement and the comfort. What are we seeking? Come on, help me out. We are seeking the reign, the kingdom of God. We want Him. He's not reigning over everybody, but we want Him to reign over everybody.
Yeah.
Right? And everything we do and everything we're about, we're telling people all around us in work, say, man, you need to let God take over. You need to yield to Him. Come on, get in here with us. It's not safe out there where you are. Come on. Get in. Become a part of the kingdom. Become a part of what God is ruling over right now. And people getting saved, and people coming back to God, and people getting healed and delivered. Right. That is God's dominion coming over them. Come on, can you see this? His control coming over them in a ugly, evil world where the devil is ruling most. There still are folks in this world the devil's not ruling. You. Me. Come on, say it out loud. He's not ruling me. God's over me. I'm in the kingdom, and the kingdom's in me. Woo! I told you we'd get to a happy place. Romans 14, in closing, Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not food and drink. It's not natural. It's spiritual." But how can you tell where God's reign is exerted? Come on, how can you tell where God is reigning? How can you tell where the devil is reigning? Stealing, killing, destruction, despair, right? Condemnation, hopelessness, death. How can you tell where God is reigning? Righteousness, just take the us out and it just right. Right. It gets right. And there's peace. And there's joy. Just like it is in heaven. Oh, come on, do you see this? You want to know about complete control? God is in complete control in heaven. And they have zero crime. They got zero disease. Come on, are you listening? Yes. Zero poverty. And the more God gets in control in your life, you begin to see the same thing. Things go from wrong to right. Things go from upheaval to peace. Things go from hopelessness and depression to full of joy and glory. Come on, can you say amen? And victory. Peace that passes understanding, and people can begin to see what's going on. God's ruling over there. God's reigning over there. Hallelujah. Not everywhere, but He is over there. Somebody say, He is at my house. At my house, God is reigning at my house.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.